This Ngātoki exhibition is about 30 artists. Some of our members, like Colleen Ehrlich, Manos Nathan, have passed away. So we wanted to remember those who have passed away, some of our kaumātua and kuia who are still working now, and just the founding members of the collective. In about 2008, Colleen Ehrlich put together a group to travel overseas to network and create and collaborate with artists, First Nations artists in Australia. And then we were a bunch of friends anyway, so we got together and then we started putting on shows as a group. So instead of it being in a gallery scenario, we wanted to take artwork to outlying geographically distant places like Kaikoura.
These types of exhibitions are amazing because, one, you get a collective of different styles coming together at one space, and so you get a variation of what's possible. So you're not just focusing on one artist and their style, you're getting a broad, like a buffet, you're getting a broad flavour coming through everything. And because we're all Māori, we tend to want to share what we can with whoever asks. So you get to have a one-on-one conversation with an artist about what they do and their story and their background. So all of these things help forge a pathway or confidence for young people to, or young budding artists, to get the courage to do something about it.
This piece is probably the one of the most intricate line works that I've ever done. Normally I do massive long landscapes or slightly surreal dream figurative Māori landscapes, seascapes, skyscapes, but this one I just wanted to focus on line work. You know, just pure core whaiwhai mixed in with a bit of tukutuku, mixed in with some of those rectilinear, curvilinear patterns. So I based it on the three-fingered manaya hand and how all those different hands and different colours and different symbols sort of cross cultures, because some of our designs look very similar to other First Nations, particularly from around the Pacific Rim.
We know all the pitfalls, so we know where you can go, what the industry can offer, and so we can help shape a possible career path instead of just being a hobby. Art's just a hobby. It's actually an exposure of a cultural narrative that sits within our hearts, and it's an expression that we have that we can allow to put out into a public space.
These days with the internet, I mean, you've got, everybody talks about how everybody has a platform these days. So my best suggestion for anybody wanting to get into the art world is just to start. Yeah. Just to start, put yourself out there and see if you find your tribe that way. And then just go for it. Don't let anyone tell you, no, you can't do that, or you should get a real job, or something like that. If this is your passion, then just do it.